thank you. We praise you. We glorify you on today. Beloved, this is Cornerstone Deliverance Church. This is our Spirit and Truth worship service. Amen. And we are the bride that is on fire. Amen. And this is, amen, the church where the Bible come alive before your very eyes. Amen. There is no way that you can stay the same. Amen. The word itself brings about change. There's power in the word of God, power to encourage, power to exhort, power to sustain, power to edify, power to heal, power to deliver, and power to save. Amen. Hallelujah. Whatever it is that you may need, amen, we want you to know that God has gotten it. Amen. He has it. Amen. He has your provision. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And in these trying times, amen, hallelujah, we have to know that all of our needs are being met. Amen. God is not slack in performing his promises. Amen. According to his riches and his glory in Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to open up in prayer, Sister Titiana. I'm going to ask that you open us up in prayer this morning, this afternoon. Amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Father Praise God, the in the Lord. Name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we're just enthusiastic. We're just overjoyed to be in your presence, Hallelujah. Oh God. Lord God, we just thank you for who you are. We love you, God. We love you and we adore you, Lord God. How sweet it is to fellowship one with another, Lord God, to read your statutes, Lord God, and to apply it to our mm-hmm. lives, Lord God. God, we just bless you for life on today, Lord God. God, mm-hmm. we bless you for who you are in our lives, Lord God, for being our friend and mm-hmm. our ever-present help in the time of trouble, Lord God. God, we bless you, Lord God, and we thank you, God. God, bless. Lord God, bless your minister on this morning, Lord God. Give him a supernatural anointing to bring your word forth for your people, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let the word fall on good ground, Lord God, and bring forth much fruit in us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Help us to ponder it, Lord God, and hide it in our heart that we may not sin against you, Lord God. And Lord God, remember your minister, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Replenish that which they give out, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless them, Lord God, for their faithfulness, Lord God. Hallelujah. To your people, your word, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, you know what they stand in need of, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we bind the hand of the enemy on every side, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and take authority over the atmosphere, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we just thank you for being in our midst, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We just thank you because you're your Savior, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. I pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank God for that opening prayer. Hallelujah. We thank God, amen, for the atmosphere being suitable, hallelujah, for to be able to bless his people, to be able to bless us, hallelujah, for we are the flock of his pasture. Amen, hallelujah, glory to God's name. It is good to have a good shepherd. Amen, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to his name. There is power, power. Wonder working power is in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Beloved, there is power. Hallelujah. Wonder working, soul saving. Illness healing, amen, infirmity healing power, amen, hallelujah, in the blood of the Lamb, praise God, amen. We're not going to be long before you today, beloved, amen, hallelujah. There is a word from the Lord, and we want you to turn with us to Psalms chapter 23, Psalms chapter 23, amen. And even as the woman of God prayed, and even as you're shared in Sunday school, praise God, I was hearing the message come forth, and I said, our God is faithful to minister to his people. Amen. He's a faithful God. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalms 23. Amen. When you get it, just say amen. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. And even as Minister Harris was giving her testimony, amen, that's how we need to hold on to the word of the Lord, amen. You do what you do, and God is going to do what he does, amen, hallelujah, because we can only do what we do, but God's grace goes beyond human limitations and human boundaries, amen, and we tap into heaven resources and heaven's economy and God's power without measure, praise God, amen. Amen, Sister Latasha, I'm going to ask that you read Psalms 23 from the first verse down to the sixth verse, which is the end of the scripture.
Okay, the word says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his namesake. Yea, though I walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Amen. The word of God is blessed, beloved. And even as, amen, the disciple of Christ began to read Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd. This is a personal psalm, amen, hallelujah, of David, King David, amen, hallelujah. And the king himself of all of Israel saw the Lord as his shepherd, amen, hallelujah. I want us to pay close attention, amen, to David's words, because like we said, when we entered from 2020 into 2021, there was a turn in the pages of your book, amen, of my book of life, amen, hallelujah. And everything before us, amen, as we have stated, is blank, amen, hallelujah. The only thing that is there is what you have been writing from January 1st until now, amen. And I pray that what you have been writing, amen, that it sounds like David's psalm, amen, that it's not murmuring and complaining, and it's not, amen, you believing in whatever the affliction or the enemy is doing more than you are empowering God's promise towards you, amen, hallelujah, more than you are believing, because what will work in your life is what it is that you believe, amen. And so David is one who has really went through some trying times, amen, in his purpose in the earth, amen. He had went through some real trying times, praise God, amen. And David was also a shepherd of his father's house. And so when he says that the Lord is my shepherd, amen, he knows what it is to be a shepherd. He knows the work of a shepherd to the sheep, amen. So let us begin to look at this text, amen. It says, the Lord is my shepherd. David thought about God, the God of Israel, as he thought about his relationship with God. He made the analogy of a shepherd and his sheep, amen. God was like a shepherd to David, and David was like a sheep to God, amen. Throughout the Bible, the idea of the Lord as a shepherd to his people, it is written, amen, hallelujah. The idea begins as early as the book of Genesis, amen. And so David was not just speaking something, amen, that God has not, amen, shared with Moses, amen, or that he did not share with Solomon or with Isaiah or with Micah or Zechariah or with John, amen, or with Peter or with Paul when he wrote Hebrews, amen. For Psalm 28 and 9 says that David invited the Lord to shepherd the people of Israel and to bear them up forever. Amen. In Genesis 49:24, where Moses called the Lord the shepherd, the stone of Israel. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, as sheep in his pasture, and we are his sheep. Amen. We have to come to know the Lord as our shepherd. Amen. Psalms 80:1 says, and it also looks to the Lord as the shepherd of Israel who would lead Joseph like a flock. Amen. Hallelujah. And remember, hallelujah, who Joseph was. Amen. Praise God. Ecclesiastes 12:11 says, it speaks of the words of the wise, which are like well-driven nails given by one shepherd. Amen. Hallelujah. He refers that to wisdom, praise God, amen. For Ecclesiastes is one of the poetic but wisdom books, amen. Isaiah 40:11 tells us that the Lord will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with his arms, amen. Praise God. And Micah 7:14 invites the Lord to shepherd your people with your staff in the days of old. And so what I'm getting from all of these scriptures, amen, that is revealing God as our shepherd, amen, and we're going to see that there is some that reveal Jesus Christ as our shepherd, amen, hallelujah, that we can begin to apply that to our parenting, amen, hallelujah, Jesus. We can apply that to our businesses, amen. We can apply that to all the works of our hands, amen. And so Zechariah, amen, chapter 13, verse 7, speaks of the Messiah as the shepherd who will be struck and the sheep scattered. Amen. And this is also quoted in Matthew verses chapter 26 and 31. Amen. And I want you to bear with me today because I'm going to slow walk this thing. Amen. In John chapter 10, verses 11 and 10:14, Jesus clearly speaks of himself as the good shepherd who gives his life for the sheep and who can say, I know my sheep and I am known, amen, by my own, amen. This is not like in the Gospel of John chapter 1 when he came unto his own and knew him not, and they knew him not, amen. He knows his sheep, those of us that are born of the Spirit, those of us whose faith is in Jesus Christ and his finished work at the cross. This is a personal relationship. David got personal. Beloved, there comes a time when we have to get personal. I don't care who else don't know him as shepherd, we ought to know him as our shepherd. Amen. We ought to be known to him as the sheep of his pasture. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Not just when we need something. Amen. But just because he is God, just because it is written, just because he said so, just because we believe him. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. So Hebrews 13:20 speaks of Jesus as that great shepherd of the sheep. And 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 25 calls Jesus the shepherd and overseer of your souls. Amen. And 1 Peter 5:4 calls Jesus the chief shepherd. Amen. Hallelujah. So there is no shepherd that is greater, amen, than him. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Now, beloved, according to Boyce, amen, David would say the great God of the universe has stooped to take just such care of you and me. Amen. Because we know that he's sitting high. We know that he's all the way in the third heavens. Even the angels say, who is man that he would, amen, even inquire, that he would even talk to them, amen, and take out time to care for them. Who is man? Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God's name. And we in Psalms 23, amen, concerning the Lord is my shepherd, amen. God disdaineth not, amen. He did not consider us unworthy, amen, as his flock to feed us, to guide us, to govern us, to defend us, to handle us and heal us, to tend and take care of us. Amen. And beloved, today I am saying us. Why? amen, because none of us is exempt. I don't care what your title is, you are the sheep of the Lord, amen, hallelujah. He is the chief shepherd, amen, hallelujah. I am an under-shepherd under the Christ, amen, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God's name. The psalmist David did not choose to portray God just as king or deliverer or the impersonal rock or shield. Amen. The psalmist David, amen. And I want to know, what song will you sing throughout 2021? What will your pages read? Amen. The psalmist, how will you portray God? How will you portray him in the marketplace? How will you portray him amongst your children? How will you betray him in the face of your husband? How will you betray him when you're walking down the street in your community and to your neighbor? Amen. What song will you sing? Will you murmur, complain? Amen. Or will you know him like David knew him? My God, it's time to come to know him. Praise God. Amen. The psalmist carefully portrayed God as his shepherd, for the shepherd lives with the flock. He didn't portray him as the impersonal rock. The shepherd lives with the flock. The shepherd may even smell like the flock a little bit, amen, and is everything to the flock, amen. The shepherd guides the flock, is a physician to the flock, and the protector of the flock, amen. I don't know about you, but I'm about to go, baby, I want to be the sheep of the Lord. I want to be cared for in this way. Amen. The psalmist here is getting personal when he said, my, because of God, amen, was not a shepherd to anyone else. David is saying, amen, here, whom was the shepherd of his family, amen, even when he was but a boy, amen. He understands this thing. David is saying, amen, hallelujah, that he is my shepherd, amen. In this time that we get personal, amen, if no one else wants to proclaim him as shepherd, you ought to know him as your shepherd, as one that you eat at his table. The only table that I want to eat at is the table that my shepherd prepares for me. This is why Apostle Brown used to tell us, don't go out eating everywhere, getting sick. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God. You got to be mindful. Amen. You got to know where God has placed you. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God, a sheep is not a wild animal, but an object of property, amen, meaning we belong to God, amen. I remember, amen, hallelujah, I used to relate, amen, to the horses in the wild, amen, hallelujah. I didn't like it when they were breaking tame horses, amen, hallelujah. I would like to see the houses with their mane flowing and them just running out and being free, amen, hallelujah. And sometimes that is how I saw myself. Amen, like a wild horse, amen. But when God called me unto his own, amen, hallelujah, amen, he had to break me, tame me, and train me that the Holy Ghost could ride me, amen. And he's constantly breaking me because he's letting me know that there cannot be no buck in you, praise God, hallelujah. So sometimes you don't want to be broken, amen, hallelujah. God's pasture, he has sheep. He don't have wild animals running around doing what they want to do, screaming is my prerogative, amen. He cares for us. He protects us. He tends for us, and he provides for us, amen. Hallelujah. I don't know about you. There ain't nothing wrong with being a sheep. Hallelujah. There ain't nothing wrong with being a sheep in God's pasture. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen, hallelujah, I want to be cared for, amen, hallelujah, I want to be kept, hallelujah, Jesus, anybody hallelujah. Else want to be kept by the Lord, hallelujah. Spurgeon said that before a man can truly say that the Lord is my shepherd, he must first feel himself to be a sheep by nature. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. And he says, for he cannot know that God is his shepherd unless he feels, amen, in himself that he has the nature of a sheep. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He must relate to a sheep in its foolishness, its dependency, and in the warped nature of its will. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. This is what Aristotle says about a sheep. He says that a sheep amen, is foolish and sluggish creature, amen, aptest of anything to wander, that a sheep will wander away, amen, though it feel no want and unableth to return, a sheep can make no shift to save itself from tempters or inundation, and this is any overwhelming, amen, people or things. There it stands and will perish if not driven away by the shepherd, amen. And I must say, amen, with all the intellect that I have, there was times when I felt myself in places confused and stupid, amen, hallelujah. And it took God, hallelujah, to, amen, fight my battle. It took God to drive me back to the fold. It took God, hallelujah. I don't know about you, but today I am happy to be the sheep of his pasture. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God, I shall not want me, amen, we got to the Lord as my shepherd, I shall not want me, means all my needs are supplied by the Lord, amen, my shepherd, amen, all of our needs are supplied by God, amen, and he tells us that he meets those needs according to his riches and his glory in Christ Jesus, amen, hallelujah, and all I want to do is follow my shepherd, amen, I don't care if I don't know where I'm going, but long as I can see my shepherd before me leading the way, I know that it is going to be all right. I know that my need is going to be provided for. I don't care how much money I got in the bank or lack thereof. Amen. Me being provided for ain't subject to that. Amen. I'm going beyond human limitations and boundaries and tapping into my heavenly provision. Amen. I am waiting on the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God's name. Anyone else? Amen. A desire to be the sheep of his pasture. Hallelujah, Jesus. He leads me beside the still waters. Amen. The shepherd knows what the need and is leading the sheep. Amen. Whether it is beside the water or green pastures, he knows when the sheep need rest, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus, beloved sheep, do not lie down easily. Amen, hallelujah, amen. Listen, hallelujah, we know if you was to research the things about a sheep, amen, sheep do not lie down easily and will not unless four conditions are met. Amen, hallelujah. So even though, amen, Aristotle said these things about the sheep, that is foolish and sluggish, creature and aptest of nothing to wonder, amen, though it feel no want, amen, a sheep will not lie down easily. And, beloved, we have to stop lying down for foolishness. Amen, hallelujah. The enemy, amen, hallelujah, put a little obstacle before you, and you done laid down and gave up and thrown in the towel. Sheep don't lie down easily, praise God. Amen. If they are afraid, amen. So when you are afraid, you ain't got no business lying down, giving in, throwing in the towel, amen, or running the other way, because a sheep does not lie down easily. It says when they are afraid, because they are social animals, amen. They will not lie down if there is friction among the sheep. If flies or parasites trouble them, they will not lie down, amen, hallelujah. We ain't lying down for COVID. Why? Because we have a good shepherd. We have a great shepherd. We have the chief shepherd that is watching over our soul, amen. We ain't lying down for white supremacists. Why? Amen. We done been there and we done that. Hallelujah. Ain't no way we going back to slavery. It just ain't going to happen. Amen. It is praying time, and we ought to be watching and praying. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. If sheep are anxious about food or hungry, they will not lie down. Hallelujah. Why are we just lying down for just anything? Amen. Beloved, it's time to wake up.
Amen.
It's time, hallelujah, to be quickened unto God. Hallelujah. Stop laying down for foolishness. People say anything and you just go and follow. He says, my sheep know my voice and they only follow me. Amen. They're known by me and I know them. Hallelujah, Jesus. There is a word from the Lord. He wants you to stand strong and put on the full armor of God. He wants you suited and booted in this season. Amen. Hallelujah. And he don't want you moving in haste. Amen. He wants you following him. He is the shepherd. Hallelujah. Anybody
Hallelujah.
Not speaking like your shepherd, anybody not speaking like your shepherd, do not follow them. Amen. Amen. And I'm included. Amen. Amen. Because Jesus, he is the chief shepherd. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. We're not easily led astray. Amen. He said, my sheep know my voice, and they do not follow another. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, I want to talk about sheep not lying down easily, and we are the sheep of his pasture. Amen. We're not going to just lie down and just take any old thing. Amen. We have to hear from the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And beloved, we're going to be in the word so much in 2021. We're going to already have a word. Amen. Hallelujah. That word is already going to be written in our heart by way of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That word is going to already be hidden. Amen. Hallelujah. See, you ain't got to be running to the Bible. Amen. If you're already in the word. Amen. If it's in your heart. Hallelujah, my God. Amen. Make it a part of your lifestyle. Hallelujah. Very necessary. Hallelujah, Jesus. It says rest comes because the shepherd has dealt with fear. Amen. Concerning the sheep, has dealt with friction, flies, and famine. This is the only way rest comes. Amen. Other than that, we ought to be praying without ceasing and meditating on the word day and night. And if these things have not been satisfied, it is not time to rest. Hallelujah, Jesus. We ain't lying down with just anybody in anything. Amen. Hallelujah. We ain't going into business with just anybody in anything either. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Who am I talking to on today? Praise God. Amen. Then the text begins to say, he restores my soul. Amen. And this has the idea of a rescue of a lost one. I don't know about you, but I needed to be rescued. Amen. God rescued me. I was lost, and he found me. I was dead and dying in my sin. Amen. Wretched was I. Amen. Strayed sheep in the Hebrew. Amen. Means restores my soul. Amen. It can also mean to bring to repentance or to restore original purity. Amen. Because remember, we are not sinners because of what it is that we have done. We, our sin originated because of what Adam did. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, amen. But we thank God for being born of the water and being born of the Spirit. We thank him for the river of life that dwells up in our soul. We thank him for the purity and the washing by way of the Spirit, the transformed mind by way of the Spirit. And we thank him for the water of the washing, even by the word that is being preached to you today. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody is being made clean. Somebody, amen, because this is the power of the word. The word functions independent of anything and anybody. If you don't believe it, the word is still functioning, amen. It may not be functioning in your life, but somebody believes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You just might as well believe it and get your provision. Do not leave out without your provision, beloved. Amen. So, and listen, I want to be restored. Amen. I want to repent. Amen. I want to be convicted and convinced of my errors. Amen. Hallelujah. This is the love of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I don't want to be so high. Amen. Hallelujah. That the Holy Spirit can convince and convict me. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God. He leads me. Amen. Hallelujah. The shepherd was a God, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. The sheep didn't need to know where the green pastures or still waters were. Abraham did not know where the land of milk and honey was, but he followed God anyway. Amen. All it needed to know was where the shepherd was. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. I remember, amen, hallelujah, one of the members, amen, has said to me, Apostle, you seem to be so far off. We used to be close in the spirit. I don't know where you are. I said, I'm where Jesus is. Where you at? Hallelujah. I'm where he is. All I want to be is where he is. If we can all stay in his presence. Hallelujah, Jesus. Likewise, the Lord will guide David. He will guide you. He will guide me to what it is that we need. Amen. The Lord will guide you to what it is, amen, that you need. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why sometimes we don't know where you're going. I'm not sure, but I'm going anyhow. Why? Because God is leading. I remember when we came down to North Carolina, didn't even have a place to stay. Amen. Saw something online. When it paid the month's rent and security, this was 4 years ago, amen, the day I came down with the U-Haul truck, God prepared the way. He prepared the finance for the move. God did all of that, amen, and he prophesied it through Minister Harris, praise God. The woman of God called and said, no, God said you're moving now. I thought I was moving in January. The woman of God prophesied and said, no, you're moving now. God said you're moving now. Pack in your traveling light, amen. I said, traveling light, not without my dining room table, Jesus. Amen. Yes. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But that was my light travel. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And God began to open doors as I began to walk in obedience to what he was leading. Amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. He was opening a door in the new region. He said, wherever you tread your feet, praise God. And mm-hmm. then we was here for so long. I said, God, you have me down here for 3 years already. Amen. If you're keeping me here, where is my inheritance in this land? Hallelujah. I haven't rented since 1994. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And then God began to open the door. Amen. I didn't look here and there for my need to be met, but I was constantly Amen. Talking to God. Hallelujah, yes. Beloved. You got to know how to talk to your shepherd. Amen. Even yes. though he already knows what it is that you need. Amen. You got to learn how to say, not my will, but let thy perfect will be done. Let it be done for me in the earth as it is being done in the heavens. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. We want to be mindful that if God is not birthing it in the heavens, then we don't want it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to his name. Anybody feeling like me today? Because I believe that the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. Amen. Hallelujah. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He provides for me. He gives me rest. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to his name. Amen. Hallelujah. He leads me. Amen. The shepherd will guide. The shepherd didn't need to know. Amen. In the path of righteousness. Amen. Listen, he's leading us in a certain way, beloved. Hallelujah. How are you being led? Is it in the path of righteousness? I don't care who you meet, who you know. If it's not the righteous path and that is where they're leading you, amen, then it ain't God. Amen. We just spoke about amen. In Bible study, trying every spirit by the spirit. I don't care what the name of it is. It's a spirit. Hallelujah. Why? Because it is the spirit that God put in the body that gave the body life. It is the spirit amen. That is carrying out the duty in the body. Listen, this vessel of clay was dead into God's breath. His ruach, his breath, his life into us. And then the body began to walk and talk and eat in fellowship with God. Hallelujah, amen. Jesus. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. And the woman of God spoke in Sunday school. Amen. We so busy eating food, but that's going to take care of the thing that's going back to the dirt, that's going back to the earth, that's going back to the dust. Amen. But what we need to eat is the thing that's going to sustain the spirit. And what's going to sustain the spirit is the giver of the spirit of the true and living God. He's the sustainer. Amen. I'm going to tell you how much you need it, because you need your spirit to be renewed day by day by day. The Bible says that this vessel that holds the spirit, amen, is corruptible. Amen. Hallelujah. The body might get old, but the spirit will be young. The spirit will be renewed. That's why I love to hear Mother Robin's voice, amen, and Minister Harris' voice. Why? Because they older, but if you didn't see them, they sound so young. Why? Because the spirit is renewed. The spirit is strong. The faith in God is strong. Hallelujah.
By the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God's name. Amen. So he leading us in the path of righteousness, beloved. This is going to help you. You're going to need this in 2021, that no matter what comes, no matter what the government tries to do, no matter what coup, no matter what white supremacist group come up, amen, we ain't laying down for just anything. Amen. It's impossible. Amen. Hallelujah. And we know that God is fighting our battles. We know that he is forever present. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Oh, glory, God. But he has two twins with him. And I'm going to tell you about those twins today. He got two twins that is walking with you. Amen. Not just the presence of God. There's two twins. Amen. There's some things that God does by two. I'm not going to go there yet. Hallelujah. Amen. In the path of righteousness, praise Amen. God. Hallelujah, the leadership of the shepherd, amen, did not only comfort and restore, he also guides his sheep into righteousness. Sometimes we don't want to be told what to do, but the shepherd is going to tell you what to do. Amen, this ain't Bobby amen. Brown and Whitney, it ain't your prerogative, amen. Hallelujah, this is the kingdom of God. He's sovereign in his rule. He's going to tell you what to do. He may even give you a word from the prophet, from the apostle, from the pastor, from the mother, but he tells you what to do. The word governs Amen. Us, and everyone that say that they believe is subject to the word of God. Amen. No one is above it. Amen. I don't care what your title is. Amen. He tells us what to do. He lords over us. We want to call him Lord, but don't want him to lord over. Hallelujah. He tells Amen. Us what to do. Hallelujah. God's guidance of David, it had a moral aspect, beloved. Amen. We are led in the path of righteousness. Amen. In the way of holy obedience. Holy, set apart, sanctified. Amen. Cleansed. Amen. Refreshed, renewed, purified. Amen. Amen. Obstructions are removed. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We should be able to see why. Amen. It may be something there. Amen. But God is going to remove it. And your faith has to be in God removing it. Amen. I begin to speak to things I will not turn aside from the word of God. Amen. That's a weapon of warfare that he gave me in 2021. This is all I'm speaking is what God told me to speak. Because what God Amen. Told me to speak has power in his spirit and life. Amen. It is answering the adversary of my soul, and it is bringing forth my favor. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we have to know that we are favored, beloved. You have to know that you know that David had a knowing that he's my shepherd, and I shall. David had a knowing, hallelujah.
It's real.
And beloved, we're going to give you this word until your faith is built, until you know, until you know, until you know, until you know. There's so many places that you could go and sit in, and they'll never read the word of God, or they'll give you two scriptures. Two scriptures is not enough. Hallelujah. Amen. You have to have something with substance. Amen. Hallelujah. That's going to build your faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God's name. We are strengthened to walk and run in the path of God's commandments. Amen. Hallelujah. I was just reading in the word the other day. Amen. He gave us his spirit, the comforter, that we can obey his statutes. Without the Holy Ghost, it is impossible to walk upright before God. Amen. Without a spiritualized mind, because the Bible said to be carnally minded is dead. To be carnally minded is dead. That mind must be renewed. You cannot obey God or submit to the Spirit with the mind of the flesh.
Amen.
That mind will only obey the flesh. It will not obey God. It is enmity to God. It is important that the Holy Spirit is at work in the law jams up your mind. That means that the way you receive from God is that God is given unto you by way from his spirit to your spirit, and then your spirit got to minister to your mind. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Stop letting your mind lead you, amen, into traps and into ditches, but let your spirit minister to your mind, for God's amen. Spirit is amen. In you. Hallelujah.
Lord, my Lord.
Oh, we going to make it. I'm going home when Jesus comes. We going to make it. Hallelujah. I'm going home when he comes. I'm going to be ready. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm not worried about this old world. This world is going to pass away anyway, the heaven and the earth. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And people are worried about the ozone layer and the atmosphere, and they're worried about COVID and the social distancing. Amen. I'm going to get as close to God as I can. Amen. You can't get no COVID in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And then if you catch it and you go home to glory, guess what? You ain't changing partners. You was in his presence in the earth, and you're going to be in his presence in the upper chamber. Amen. That ought to comfort you. Hallelujah. My God, it's time that we be comforted by this word. Hallelujah. God is moving by his spirit. God is moving by his spirit. Let the spirit of God move in your life. That is the only way you're going to see the move of God, because he's moving by his spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm a slow walk this word today. We have nothing for you but the word. This word is spirit and life. Amen. And change is taking place in your life right now. I don't care what business transaction you're in. He's the God of the marketplace. I don't care what your relationship is, friendship, family. He's God over that too. Amen. He will give you strategy. He will give you wisdom. Just the other day, I'm trying to renovate one of my bathrooms. Amen. These people gave me a price of $20,000+ for one bathroom. Amen. Hallelujah. And I said, God, that sounds like the devourer to me. I woke up with a revelation. Praise God. Yes. God showed me. Amen. He says, listen, all of that is good. I began to do carpentry work. I began to pull out my caulking, paste, and I began to re-caulk around the mirror and the sink. I said, that looked mighty good to me, amen. I got on the internet, and I began to order, amen, hallelujah, new fixtures and new knobs, amen. God showed me, amen, I'm going to show you how to make it new, amen, and I'm going to tell you what to change, amen. Listen, we need a revelation, hallelujah. My God, we got to walk by faith, but according to the move of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. How do we know what to do if the Spirit don't speak or if he's not leading us? Hallelujah. Amen. We will squander what it is that God has given us. I'm not squandering nothing. Everything that God gave me shall be multiplied, and the world will not eat it up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody feeling like me today? Anybody feeling empowered like David? Hallelujah, Jesus. The Spirit of God is breathing on you today. He's breathing on you. Hallelujah. This word is God's breath. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to his name. Hallelujah. And why does he lead you? Amen. Hallelujah. Why does he keep you and watch over you and protect you? Well, the psalmist says he does it for his name's sake. Amen. This, as the teacher said in Sunday school, amen, this is not about what you have done. God is doing it, amen, for his glory. Amen, for his name's sake. The shepherd guides the sheep with an overarching view to the credit and the glory of the shepherd's own name. Amen. God is doing, Lord, if I have found favor in your sight, do it for your name's sake. And don't do it because I've been walking upright. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't do it because I think I'm all of that in a bag of chips, because I learned that I'm not. I learned that I'm not the bomb. Amen. I used to think that. Amen. But God had to humble me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. You could go on thinking what you want to think. Amen. If it was not for the mercy or the grace of God, where will I be? If it had not been for the crucifixion, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ, where would I be? If he had not died that death and paid my sin debt, I wouldn't be walking through the valley of the shadow of death. Death would be coming after me. Hallelujah. It wouldn't just be a shadow. Death, he could be undead, but he died my death and paid my sin debt. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So now all death can do is cast his shadow. Hallelujah. I ain't afraid of nobody's shadow. Not moving darkness, not the devil's shadow, not my own shadow. I'm not afraid. Why? Because God is with me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Running from a shadow, afraid of a shadow. Hallelujah, Jesus. Evil all around. Hallelujah. But David had faith in God. We want this kind of faith. Hallelujah. We want this kind of faith. Hallelujah.
Lord God. In
the name. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to make it. Somebody say, I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it. I'm going to be ready when he comes. Hallelujah. I'm going to be ready. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm going to be ready. Hallelujah. We're not walking in the in the valley of the shadow of death. We're walking through. We're not building houses and casting tents. We're on the move. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're on the move. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, for his name's sake, amen, to display the glory of his grace and not on account of any merit, amen, that's in me or you. Amen. Hallelujah. God's motives of conduct towards the children of men are derived from the perfections and goodness of his own nature. Amen. Because he is good, he blesses us. Hallelujah. Amen. Because he is good, he shows us mercy. Amen. If we are anything like God, we ought to show mercy. We ought to forgive. Why? Not because they're good, because good is in you. Hallelujah. Amen. This is how we're able to do it. Every fruit that's his own kind of good is in you. Ain't nothing good but Christ. If good is in you, then you can release good. Hallelujah. My God. And I know that God is working on me. Hallelujah. Because sometimes we think that we could be selective on who we're going to release good to. I remember reading the word of God, and Jesus was about to cast out these legions of demons out of a man in Gergana. Amen. That was in the tomb. They asked to go in the pig. They asked to go in the pig. They didn't want to leave the region. Right. He shows them mercy because why? They still his creatures. He created. Amen. He showed them mercy and allowed them to stay in the region.
Amen.
Hallelujah. This is the God that you serve. Hallelujah. I was speaking to Sister Titiana, and she said, hallelujah, that amen. She was casting, dealing with a demonic spirit, and she said, the Lord rebuke you. But when she said, the Lord thy God rebuke you, that the enemy began to yell and scream and run away. Hallelujah. And I said to her, yeah, because the Lord thy God, which you're telling the enemy, that he's your God too. And he's sovereign. He's sovereign. He's not just my God, he's your God, and you better obey him. You better obey him because he's present. Hallelujah.
Forever present. Amen.
Hallelujah. The Bible says, amen, that the demons believe and they tremble. And they tremble and they tremble. And all you're doing is walking through the valley of the shadow of death. Death is casting its shadow because death has been abolished by the Christ. He died your death. You will never die that death again. He died your death.
Yes.
That you can live eternally with God. The only thing before you is everlasting life. Everlasting life. Whether in the earth or in the heavens. Everlasting life. Hallelujah. Anybody encouraged?
Amen.
Anybody encouraged? Amen. You don't have to let nobody dictate to you. God is your Lord. Amen. Then you ain't got to just go with it. You ain't got to lay down with it. They can't do whatever they want to do with you. And you ain't got to just agree with any old thing. You got a voice. He gave you dominion.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, nobody but
and if I can't walk in dominion here, I'm going to take my business elsewhere. Hallelujah. Yes. Praise God. Excuse me. Watch my behind.
Hey.
I'm about to turn this thing around. I'm about to turn it around. Hallelujah.
My Lord.
Know the favor of God on your life. Know what you hold. Know, even those of you that are women waiting on husbands, amen, you ain't got to show all your cards. Amen. Sometimes people want you to prove yourself. You ain't got to prove yourself. The Bible says, he that findeth a wife, find a good thing and obtain the favor with God. Amen. If you know yourself to be a wife, know that that favor can only be given if God give it. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I ain't got to prove myself to you. Listen, find out God got this favor.
My Lord.
God is, Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Wait and be discovered. Praise God. Amen. Let the glory, you take out time and get filled with glory. Get filled with the word. Get filled with power. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Know how to navigate. Know how to encourage. Know how to prophesy. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
It's real. It's real.
Amen. And don't let nobody lead you astray. Don't turn aside from the word of God. If they're trying to get you in the bed, God did not send them. Amen.
Amen.
They want to kiss. To rise your nation, God ain't sent that either. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, Jesus. Come on, holiness without. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to finish preaching this word. Is it all right? I'm going to finish preaching it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. So why for his name's sake to display the glory of his grace? And
Amen.
Not on account of any merit in me or you. God motives of conduct towards the children of men are derived from the perfections and goodness of what? Of his own nature. Amen. Listen, there are gifts of the shepherd's presence. Amen. Listen,
Amen.
When you're in the presence of the shepherd, there are gifts that comes your way. Amen.
Amen.
It says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why?
Amen.
For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Yea, so I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. This is the first dark note in this beautiful psalm. Amen. The psalmist was speaking about God as a shepherd, him as a provider, his rod and his staff, the still waters, all of that good stuff. Amen. But now he's talking about the darkness. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Amen. See, we don't want to talk about this. We only want to talk about that which is good. But God can sustain you in the midst of evil. Amen.
Yes.
David used it in the midst of sickness, in the midst of lack, whatever your situation may be. Amen. David used this powerful phrase to speak of some kind of dark, fearful experience. And I know that we all have. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We all have them. Sometimes fear will creep into being upon you, and if God don't reveal that you're operating from a scared place or a place of fear, you wouldn't even know it, because that's how smooth the devil is. Amen?
Amen?
God must reveal. This is the importance of staying in the light. Amen? Amen. Praise God. And I bind every demonic spirit, and I command you to walk in dry places in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. This is the first dark place. Amen. David used this powerful phrase to speak of some kind of dark, fearful experience, and we want to look at what it is. It is a valley. Amen. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
So this tells us we're not going to always be on the mountaintop. It's not a broad meadow. It said valley. Amen. Hallelujah. A valley suggests being hedged in and surrounded. It is a valley of the shadow of death, not facing the substance of death itself, but the shadow of death, casting its darkness, fearful outline across David's path.
Mm-hmm.
So, beloved, that's all it is. Death, hell, and the grave is under Jesus' feet.
My
Amen.
Lord.
Hallelujah. When evil is present, all it is a shadow. You can tell the devil, I ain't afraid of your shadow. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. Why?
Amen.
Because God is with me. Amen. Hallelujah. It is a valley of the shadow of death, facing what seemed to David as the ultimate defeat in evil. Sometimes we see the shadow and we feel defeated. Amen. Hallelujah,
Amen.
Jesus. Amen. The Bible says that the wicked runs and nobody's chasing them. We're not the wicked. We're not the wicked. We're going to have some peace. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're going to have some peace. Amen.
Jesus.
David recognized that under the shepherd's leading, he may walk through the valley of the shadow of death. It is in his destination or dwelling place. Didn't we say that? Like the preacher in Ecclesiastes, David might say that all of life is lived under the shadow of death. Amen. Listen, ain't nothing good in this world. Satan is the god of this world, but this is where you have to navigate. Evil is all around you. Amen?
Always.
And it is the conscious presence of the Lord as shepherd that makes it bearable. You better come to know him as your shepherd. Time for you to become a sheep. Time for you to know the language of the sheep. Amen. Time for you to know the nature of the sheep. Praise God. Amen. You be who he called you to be. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. That you can receive his protection. Amen. We understand that a shadow is not tangible, but it's cast by something that is. Is the shadow tangible? No. It ain't even real, beloved. Amen. We face only the shadow of death because Jesus took full reality of death in our place. And only the shadow of it remains. Only the shadow. Nobody is afraid of a shadow. Anybody afraid of their shadow?
Huh?
For a shadow cannot stop man's pathway. Not even for a moment. But if you're afraid enough, you'll run back. Huh?
My Lord.
But if you just keep pressing forward and walking through in Christ, walking through in Christ, amen, hallelujah, the shadow of a dog cannot bite, the shadow of a sword cannot kill, and the shadow of death cannot destroy you. Spurgeon said that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. It says, I will fear no evil. Even
that's
in a fearful place, you have to say, I will fear no evil. The presence of the shepherd banishes the fear of evil. Let God arise and my enemies be scattered. Beloved, you got to know this word. Let God arise and my enemies. You ain't got to beg nobody to go away. Because when your God arise, whatever spirit is motivating, you wrestle not against flesh and blood. You better learn how to deal with the spirit that is motivated behind the scene. Amen?
Amen.
The shepherd presence did not eliminate the presence of evil, but certainly the fear of evil. Amen?
Amen.
So your faith in God, his perfect love in you, does what? Drives out all fear. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Amen, beloved, you're going to be encouraged today. You can't help but be encouraged because his word is spirit and life. Amen.
Amen.
And he says that he will fear no evil for you are with me. God is with us always. Beloved, you have to, if you can feel him, if you can trace him, is he present?
Amen.
You got to say God is with me. Amen. No matter the present environment, David could look to the fact of God's shepherd-like presence and know that he don't have to fear no evil. Amen? The rod and staff were instruments used by a shepherd to guide the shepherd and protect them. To guide the sheep and protect them from potential predators. 1 Samuel 17:35 lets us to know that these instruments of guidance were a comfort unto David, and that they was used for control and discipline, for discipline is security. Amen?
Amen.
See, well, I don't want to be controlled. God is going to control you. Amen? Oh, he's a gentleman, but you're going to do what he say. Amen, hallelujah, because if you don't, you will lose his presence. I hear people say, once they say, I heard David say, creating me a clean heart, renewing me the right spirit. Don't take your Holy Ghost from me. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The only way that you're going to be resurrected when Jesus comes, the Holy Spirit better be with you when he get here. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't let nobody fool you. Don't think that you could go live a righteous life and it's going to be all right, and that it would only be all right if God show you mercy.
My Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
See, and I don't want to make it in on a prayer like that.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to live right and do right in his sight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want the Holy Spirit to grace me to obey the word. I want to walk out his principles and his precepts. Hallelujah. Anybody else want to live like that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah,
Lord,
Jesus.
Lord,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
hallelujah.
You
come on and receive it in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hey,
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got to finish this word.
Jesus.
You prepare a table. It says you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
Yes.
You anoint my head with oil.
Yes.
My cup runs over. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's a generous God. Amen. You prepare a table before me. The Lord of hosts prepares a magnificent banquet. You may not like what's served. Amen. But I like it the way my mother used to do it. Amen. You better eat what's before you.
Amen.
Amen. You better learn to like what Jesus is, what God is preparing. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord of hosts prepares a magnificent banquet, and he is not only able to feed me, but he has the power to protect me. Even though surrounded by my enemies, I sit down to this table with confidence, knowing that I shall feast in perfect security. Beloved, listen, you ain't got to worry about the enemy. Focus on what's being prepared. This is a prepared word for prepared people. Listen, the word is your food. It is the bread of life that was taught in Sunday school, praise God. A prepared word, a prepared meal, a prepared banquet for a prepared people, praise God. Amen? Beloved, the table suggests bounty. Prepared suggests foresight and care. Before me suggests the personal connection. Do you have a personal relationship with God? Amen? He's a personal communicating God. In the presence of my enemy, amen, the goodness and care suggested by the prepared table is set right in the midst of the presence of my enemies. God didn't say that he would remove the enemy from the table.
Jesus.
Well, you're so busy praying the enemy away, God is telling you to eat. You so focused on the enemy, but God prepared the table for you, and he said, eat. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You're talking
Hallelujah.
About the wrong thing. Focus on the wrong thing. Eat. Hallelujah, Jesus. The host care and concern doesn't eliminate the presence of your enemy, but enables the experience of God's goodness and bounty even in their midst. Oh, God is going to bless me right in front of you. Watch it. Amen. Yeah. That's why I said, watch the move of God. God is about to bust a move. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. When the enemy acts up, I'll be looking for the move of God. Amen.
Amen.
When I sit down and eat, it's not going to be like the soldiers, amen, hallelujah, in the U.S. Army. They got to eat in haste. They're grabbing something on the go. They're afraid. They don't know what's lurking around the corner. They don't know about the landmines. Listen, I'm just a sheep walking by faith. When you're walking by faith, God got you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Nothing is hurried. There is no confusion. Amen, beloved. No disturbance. The enemy is at the door, and yet God prepares a table.
Amen.
And we, the Christians, we sit down and we eat as if everything were in perfect peace. Hey, hallelujah.
Yes.
This peace that I give to you surpasses every imagination. Why are you so calm? Hallelujah, Jesus. Watch God restore. Hallelujah. And he's not just a restorer of things. He says, I will restore the years. Only God can restore time. That the cankerworm, the caterpillar, the locust, the farmer worm, he can make time come back around and bless you because he is God. He governs time. He's the Lord over time. He's the one that put time on assignment. And you think you missed it. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You anoint my head with oil, you and my cup runneth over. Your cup runs over for the very reason that you could bless someone else. Amen.
Right.
Let your overrunning cup fall into somebody's empty cup. Hallelujah. Listen, God can't bless you with a closed hand. Hallelujah, Jesus. Open up that hand. Don't try to stuff it up. You know how it is when your soul is overflowing and you're trying to get it all or your drink. You're trying to get it all so it don't fall up. No, let someone else put their empty cup up under there. Let them drink and eat too. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen, you eating from the, I was up all night long. Amen. I went to bed early. I was sleeping good. I got up to go to the bathroom, checked my email, and there was a prayer request. Amen. And this prayer request was about witches on their land and all kinds of stuff. I said, oh, man, I should have checked that. Amen. Jesus. Amen. And what did I do? I said, I guess I'm not going back to sleep. It's praying time. I went from praying to studying to watching sermons, amen, to cooking. Amen. I was up to 6 o'clock in the morning. Praise God. Laid down to 8 and got up and studied some more. Praise God. You are getting the overflow of my cup. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because I was with the Lord all night long. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Listen, beloved, you got to be with him, amen, in order to get something to give. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah. You got to be with him, amen. You anoint my head with oil, you and my cup running over despite the dangers about the presence of enemies. David enjoyed the riches of his host, of God. He's the host. He's the Lord of hosts. He enjoyed the riches and the goodness. Amen. He was refreshed by a head anointed with oil, and his cup was overfilled. Amen. I remember when I went to purchase down here. Hallelujah. I remember saying to Bishop, I said, Bishop, hallelujah, something is withstanding me in this region. I went for a mortgage, didn't get the mortgage, and I'm trying to figure out why not. Praise God. Amen. I came right back up here, found another house. Amen. Hallelujah. That one sold at auction. I said, the devil is alive. There's something in this region. I fired everybody. Amen. I went and got the attorney. Amen. In another town, got a bank in five towns away, 5 hours away. I fired everybody. I kept my mouth shut, didn't tell nobody nothing. I was moving in silence. Amen. I closed so quick. Amen. When I send out the message that I closed, people head was spinning. How did you do that? What happened? What happened? What happened? God happened. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God did it. Hallelujah, Jesus. God did it, beloved. Praise God. Surely his goodness and mercy in the midst of the enemy throwing everything at me in the kitchen sink. He was blocking my open door. Hallelujah. But he got sucker punched. Hey, hallelujah. Jesus. Beloved, I'm going to tell you, God is good.
All the time.
Hallelujah.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Amen. The Lord of hosts care about the goodness and mercy of God to David. Amen. And he lived in the faithful expectation of it continuing all the days of his life. Listen, goodness and mercy ain't going to end here. The Holy Spirit is with you always. He's the minister of goodness and mercy. Hallelujah. Listen, God's Spirit ain't just with you. Two twins are with you.
Amen.
Now when I walk out of here, I'm going to know that goodness and mercy is by my side. The mercy is the favor of God, the grace of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, you do not walk alone. I don't care where you go in to do a business transaction. Goodness and mercy, where are you? Hallelujah. Summon your twins. Hallelujah. Jesus. Counselor, where are you? Presence of the Lord, where are you? Spirit of counsel. Hallelujah. I need a revelation. I need some instruction. I need some wisdom. I need knowledge. I need an understanding. I need to know what spirit this is. I need to be able to discern good and evil. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. And I ask you, who report will you believe? Will you believe the report of the Lord? The doctor says she's a walking miracle because from his knowledge of medicine, there is no way that she should walk again, but God said that by the power and the stripes of Jesus,
hallelujah,
that you were healed, amen. And so now God puts a good report in the doctor's mouth, and all the doctor can say is that she is a walking miracle. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Who report will you believe, amen? Will you bring a good report, or will you bring a negative report? What report will you believe? Those of you that is walking with God, in the presence of God, that is walking in Christ with goodness and mercy as your God, how could you bring a negative report? How could your head be held down? How can you be low and downtrodden when goodness and mercy is the lift of your head? The Lord has given you companions to walk with as you walk through the valley of the shadow of death. You shall fear no evil.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Doesn't matter what man may want to do with you. Doesn't matter what spirit is motivating him. But God is with you. Goodness and mercy is your companion. The world may not see them, but you know that they are there. You experienced it. Hallelujah. He regulated your mind. Goodness and mercy. He healed
hallelujah.
Your body. Goodness and mercy. He lifted
hallelujah.
Up your head. Goodness and mercy. He prepared the table for you in the presence of your enemies. Here it is again. Goodness and mercy. Lo and behold, I lay an open door before you. He has opened doors that no man can close. It's
hallelujah.
Doors that no man can open.
Thank
goodness.
You,
goodness. Hallelujah. Goodness. Goodness. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
In 2021, that shall be my testimony
Amen.
Of his goodness and his mercy.
Amen.
What
Amen.
Will you testify of? Oh, they're going to want to serve this God. They're going to want to serve
you,
the
Jesus.
Lord of hosts. They're going to want to serve Jehovah Jireh. They're gonna,
hallelujah.
They're going to want to get to know him. Why? Because all the church should be talking about is bringing a good report. Remember, hallelujah, when the children of Israel brought back the bad report, they didn't make it into the promised land.
Hallelujah.
Let your report of the Lord be good. Let your report.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ba, 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 ba.
Oh, I'm crossing over.
Ooh,
hallelujah. Oh, Kuriandere Bosanda. Come on and prophesy to yourself today.
Hallelujah.
Come on and praise him for the provision. Thank him
Thank
for
you,
his goodness.
Jesus.
Amen. And
Thank
his mercy. Thank
you.
Him for your God. Thank him for
Thank
the protection.
You,
he's
hallelujah.
In the marketplace. You are walking
Thank
in with
Jesus.
Goodness and mercy.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You're walking into your job
Thank
with
Jesus.
Goodness and mercy.
Hallelujah.
It doesn't matter who don't like you. It doesn't
yes,
matter who's trying to hurt you. But goodness
Ooh.
And mercy. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
It doesn't matter what plague or disease come upon you. You're either going to praise him here or you're going to praise him up there. But you're not going to change your company. Why? Because of goodness and mercy.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, you ought to bless him. Oh, you ought to praise him. Oh, you ought to lift him up. Because when the praises go up, the blessings come down.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. Oh, mama didn't treat me right. She dropped me when I was a babe. I was molested, abused. The enemy threw everything at me.
Hallelujah.
Satisfied, rejected, abandoned. But
goodness
and mercy. Hallelujah. I'm still here. Oh, I'm going to make it. Goodness and mercy. The kids don't treat me right. Goodness and mercy. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Goodness and mercy.
Hallelujah.
Goodness and mercy.
Thank you.
Whatever your situation may be, whatever you may be dealing with, was the black sheep of the family, but goodness
Hallelujah.
And mercy. Goodness
Thank
and mercy.
You,
Hallelujah.
Thank
Misunderstood,
you,
but goodness
Hallelujah.
And mercy. Hallelujah, Jesus. God won't abandon you. Goodness
Hallelujah.
And mercy. Hallelujah.
Ooh.
Who receive it in the name
Hallelujah,
of
Jesus.
Jesus. That's how I'm walking through 2021.
Hallelujah.
And because that's where I am, I bid you an invitation to the rim. where God is with you always in goodness and mercy. I bid you an invitation to the understanding that God is with you always. He'll never leave you, nor will he forsake you. Hallelujah. I've been young and I've been old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. Goodness and mercy.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Father.
Goodness and mercy. Hallelujah. Goodness and mercy. Goodness, goodness, goodness. Oh, my goodness. Goodness and mercy. Hallelujah, Jesus. Receive the provision of the Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Receive the blessing of the Lord. It is your portion. Now that you know you're responsible for what you have heard. Amen. Can you hear what the Spirit is saying unto you?
Hallelujah.
Oh, he's ministering to you now. He's ministering to you now. Listen, 2021 is going to be a bang. 2021 was a bang. Amen. Listen, we entered into, amen, hallelujah, amen, people anguish, amen, and you know we mourned with people and everything like that, amen, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. We don't fellowship the way we used to, but listen, God is still present. We ain't got a social distance from our God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen. We ain't got a social distance from Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, oh, yes, he's working. Hide this in your heart. Treasure this word. Treasure this revelation. Treasure it. Treasure it. Treasure it. Treasure it. Treasure. Hallelujah, Jesus. Now that you know that fear is only a shadow. Amen. The
Hallelujah.
Death is only a shadow. It's only a shadow. The valley don't even look that scary no more. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Until I got the revelation, it was looking real scary. But now that I know, now that I have heard from the Lord, hallelujah. The spirit say nothing but a shadow of death.
Hey,
hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
I bind every spirit of backlash and retaliation in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah, there is a sound of victory coming from Jerusalem, New Jerusalem.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah, we shall rejoice. We shall rejoice. Regardless of what it looks like. Why? Because we know that it's working together for our good, because the Lord is with us in goodness and mercy. Hallelujah. Goodness and mercy. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. There is a word from the Lord. There is a word. Hallelujah. 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 If there be one on the line today that knows not Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, as the good shepherd, as the great shepherd, as the chief shepherd, hallelujah. But you want this type of protection, this purity. You want him to give you a new heart, write his word in it. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God. You want the baptism of the Holy Ghost that brings about purification. All of that comes through faith in Christ, faith in his crucifixion, his death, his burial, his resurrection. That is God's plan for your salvation. There is only one name that is given that man may be saved. Shall be saved, and that name is Jesus. Hallelujah. That name is, don't let nobody fool you, that name is Jesus. He is the only way. He is the only way. Hallelujah. He is the only way. If your heart is pricked, hallelujah. If you're a backslider and you remember the tender care of the Lord, and you just want to come back home, recommit yourself. Hallelujah, Jesus. We give you that opportunity to do it now. Hallelujah. I'm going to walk you through the words of repentance. Just say, Lord Jesus,
Here I am, my son. In my sins, come into my heart. I believe you died for my sins. I believe that you are Lord, and I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I believe that you resurrected, and I will serve you for the balance of my days. In Jesus' name, I pray. Thank God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Where you stand, you are no longer sin, a man, woman, boy, or girl, but you are the righteousness of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we commend every proselyte unto you, that you will finish the good work that you started in them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Say, in the Lord thy God rebuke you, the hand of God bind you, and the blood of Jesus is working against you. We command you to loose your hold off the people of God's life in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. We are Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Our website is www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com, or you can reach us through there or through 800-373-6948. Any extensions, someone will pray with you and give you further instruction concerning your salvation and how you can prepare to live this life in memory of Christ. Those of you that desire to be a blessing to the work of Jesus Christ at Cornerstone Deliverance Church, you can send your tithe, your offering, your seed, your first fruits, or your increase of your first fruits to the Cash App, $CSDC12, or through the church website, which is www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com/donate, or through PayPal, and our email is cornerstonedeliverancechurch@gmail.com. Amen. We thank God for you being with us on today. Amen. And Father, we commit every offering unto you in the name of Jesus by the blood. We thank you for those that you have unctioned to give, oh God, and those that are just giving by faith, walking by faith to your word, tithing and sowing and seeding and giving their offering, oh God, as it is written in your word unto them, oh God, let it be. I declare and I decree it even now, that devours rebuke, the heavens are open, pouring out blessings, O God, and that every seed that is on assignment, O God, that it is being fulfilled now, that it is birthing out in the heavens now in the name of Jesus. And we give you all the glory, we give you all the praise. Remember those that gave and didn't have to give but wanted to give, O God, be a blessing unto them as well, O God. We thank you. We bless the offering, O God, that you may multiply it, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, just bless it, O God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. I'm going to release the line now to Minister Harris, and I'm going to ask that she just close us out in prayer, beloved. Amen. She will be the last voice that you hear. Minister Harris. Hallelujah. Sister Latasha, can you close us out in prayer?
Father God, I commend everyone on the line on today, oh God. Father God, we thank you for the word that came forth today, oh God. Lord God, I ask you today to just cover everyone on today, oh God. Lord God, cover their footsteps, oh God. Father, protect them for today, tomorrow, the rest of the week, oh God. Father God, we put our trust in you, oh God. Lord God, lean in not on our own understanding, oh God. But Father God, we look to you for your will, oh God. So Father God, I thank you that as we go off today, oh God, Lord yes, God, Lord, that you cover everyone, each and everyone in their families, oh God. Lord God, wash us in the blood of Jesus, Father. Lord God, touch each and every one of us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, oh God. Yes, and Father God, we thank you, Father. Lord God, we don't walk in fear, but we walk in your word, oh God. We stand on your word, oh God. So Father God, we thank you on today, oh God. And Father God, God bless you. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Agape love, love it. Go in peace and serve the Lord.
Amen.